things that really annoy dads, apparently. There's three of them.
I have the top three.
Cassie has the top three. Okay, count them then. As a dad, I will tell you whether this is right or wrong.
Okay, number three, cats. So the next door neighbour's cats.
There's a cat. I don't think it's our next door neighbour, but it's somebody on our street. I have no idea who it is. It's the size of a lion. It even looks like a lion.
Really?
And it's, yeah, it comes in and it growls at my dog.
Wait, it comes into your house?
Well, it comes to the... We've got a glass front door, and it'll come right up, and it'll noise the dog up at the front door. The dog's petrified of it. It's like, that's not good. So possibly cats is in there. Okay, I've got that.
Okay, number
so far.
Two on the list, leaving the lights on.
Leaving the lights on, so you can use the light that my dad always used to moan about. This house is lit up like a Christmas tree.
Well, the Blackpool Illuminations.
That was the other one. It's like Blackpool Illuminations in here. I tend to be the one that leaves the lights on, so, you know, I'm probably just as bad as the kids for that, so it does upset the wife more than me. Number one on the list.
The X Factor. I'm shocked at that.
None of my kids watch The X Factor. I kind of do, although I didn't really watch it as much that last series, I got bored with it. But up until now, I've been the one that, I've just realised that I'm the big kid, and my kids are more like parents.